Second Chronicles, Chapter 1. Solomon worships at Gibeon. Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and Yahweh his God was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every prince in all Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses. So Solomon, and all the assembly with him, went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tent of meeting of God, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had made in the wilderness. But David had brought the ark of God up from Kiriath-Jearim to the place that David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the bronze altar that Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made was there before the tabernacle of Yahweh, and Solomon and the assembly were seeking counsel there. Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before Yahweh, which was at the tent of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. Solomon prays for wisdom. In that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him,
"Ask what I shall give you."
Solomon said to God, "You have shown great loving kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, Yahweh God, let your promise to David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Now, give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this your people that is so great?" God said to Solomon,
"Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of those who hate you, neither yet have asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted to you. I will give you riches, wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings have had who have been before you, neither shall there any after you have the like."
So Solomon came from the high place that was at Gibeon, from before the tent of meeting, to Jerusalem, and he reigned over Israel. Solomon's riches. Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen that he placed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. The king made silver and gold to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars made he to be as the sycamore trees that are in the lowland for abundance. The horses which Solomon had were brought out of Egypt and from Cui. The king's merchants purchased them from Cui. They brought up and brought out of Egypt a chariot for 600 pieces of silver, and a horse for 150. And so for all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Syria did they bring them out by their means. Chapter 2. Preparations for the Temple. Now Solomon purposed to build a house for the name of Yahweh, and a house for his kingdom. Solomon counted out 70,000 men to bear burdens, and 80,000 men who were stonecutters in the mountains, and 3,600 to oversee them. Solomon sent to Huram, the king of Tyre, saying, "As you dealt with David, my father, and sent him cedars to build him a house in which to dwell, even so deal with me. Behold, I am about to build a house for the name of Yahweh, my God, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him incense of sweet spices, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings, morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the set feasts of Yahweh our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. The house which I build is great, for our God is great above all gods. But who is able to build him a house, since heaven and the heaven of heavens can't contain him? Who am I, then, that I should build him a house, except just to burn incense before him? Now, therefore, send me a man skillful to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in iron and in purple and crimson and blue, and who knows how to engrave all kinds of engravings, to be with the skillful men who are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David my father did provide. Send me also cedar trees, fir trees, and algum trees out of Lebanon. For I know that your servants know how to cut timber in Lebanon. And behold, my servants shall be with your servants, even to prepare me timber in abundance. For the house which I am about to build shall be great and wonderful. Behold, I will give to your servants, the cutters who cut timber, 20,000 measures of beaten wheat, and 20,000 measures of barley, and 20,000 baths of wine, and 20,000 baths of oil. Huram agrees to assist. Then Huram, the king of Tyre, answered in writing, which he sent to Solomon,
"Because Yahweh loves his people, he has made you king over them."
Huram continued,
"Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, that made heaven and earth, who has given to David, the king, a wise son, endowed with discretion and understanding, that should build a house for Yahweh and a house for his kingdom. Now I have sent a skillful man, endowed with understanding, of Huram my father's, the son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre, skillful to work in gold and in silver, in brass, in iron, in stone, and in timber, in purple, in blue, and in fine linen, and in crimson, also to engrave any kind of engraving, and to devise any device, that there may be a place appointed to him with your skillful men, and with the skillful men of my lord David, your father. Now, therefore, the wheat and the barley, the oil and the wine, which my lord has spoken of, let him send to his servants, and we will cut wood out of Lebanon, as much as you shall need. And we will bring it to you in floats by sea to Joppa, and you shall carry it up to Jerusalem.
Solomon numbered all the foreigners who were in the land of Israel, after the numbering with which David his father had numbered them, and they were found 153,600. He set 70,000 of them to bear burdens, and 80,000 who were stone cutters in the mountains, and 3,600 overseers to set the people at work. Chapter 3. Temple Construction Begins. Then Solomon began to build the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where Yahweh appeared to David his father, which he prepared in the place that David had appointed, in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. Dimensions and Materials. Now these are the foundations which Solomon laid for the building of the house of God. The length by cubits after the first measure was 60 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. The porch that was before the house, its length according to the breadth of the house, was 20 cubits, and the height 120. And he overlaid it within with pure gold. The greater house he made a ceiling with fir wood, which he overlaid with fine gold, and ornamented it with palm trees and chains. He garnished the house with precious stones for beauty, and the gold was gold of Parvaim. He overlaid also the house, the beams, the thresholds, and its walls, and its doors, with gold, and engraved cherubim on the walls. He made the most holy house. Its length, according to the breadth of the house, was 20 cubits, and its breadth 20 cubits, and he overlaid it with fine gold, amounting to 600 talents. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. He overlaid the upper rooms with gold. In the most holy house he made 2 cherubim of image work, and they overlaid them with gold. The cherubim. The wings of the cherubim were 20 cubits long. The wing of the one cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was likewise 5 cubits, reaching to the wing of the other cherub. The wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits, reaching to the wall of the house, and the other wing was 5 cubits also, joining to the wing of the other cherub. The wings of these cherubim spread themselves forth 20 cubits, and they stood on their feet, and their faces were toward the house. The veil and pillars. He made the veil of blue and purple and crimson and fine linen, and ornamented it with cherubim. Also he made before the house 2 pillars of 35 cubits high, and the capital that was on the top of each of them was 5 cubits. He made chains in the oracle, and put them on the tops of the pillars. And he made 100 pomegranates, and put them on the chains. He set up the pillars before the temple, one on the right hand, and the other on the left, and called the name of that on the right hand, Jachin, and the name of that on the left, Boaz. Chapter 4. The Bronze Altar and Molten Sea. Then he made an altar of brass, 20 cubits its length, and 20 cubits its breadth, and 10 cubits its height. Also he made the molten sea of 10 cubits, from brim to brim, round in compass, and its height was 5 cubits. And a line of 30 cubits encircled it. Under it was the likeness of oxen, which encircled it, for 10 cubits, encircling the sea. The oxen were in 2 rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was set on them above, and all their hinder parts were inward. It was a hand breadth thick, and its brim was worked like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It received and held 3,000 baths. The 10 lavers, candlesticks, and tables. He made also 10 basins, and put 5 on the right hand, and 5 on the left, to wash in them, such things as belonged to the burnt offering, they washed in them. But the sea was for the priests to wash in. He made the 10 lampstands of gold, according to the ordinance concerning them. And he set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. He made also 10 tables and placed them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. He made 100 basins of gold. The courts. Furthermore, he made the court of the priests and the great court and doors for the court and overlaid the doors of them with brass. He set the sea on the right side of the house, eastward, toward the south. The instruments of brass. Huram made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. So Huram made an end of doing the work that he did for King Solomon in the house of God. The 2 pillars, and the bowls, and the 2 capitals which were on the top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. He made also the bases, and the basins made he on the bases. 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under it, the pots also, and the shovels, and the forks, and all its vessels, did Huram his father make for King Solomon, for the house of Yahweh of bright brass. In the plain of the Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zerida. Thus Solomon made all these vessels in great abundance, for the weight of the brass could not be found out. The instruments of gold. Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of God, the golden altar also, and the tables with the showbread on them, and the lampstands with their lamps, to burn according to the ordinance before the oracle, of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs of gold, and that perfect gold, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the firepans of pure gold. And as for the entry of the house, the inner doors of it for the most holy place, and the doors of the main hall of the temple were of gold. Chapter 5. The Ark Enters the Temple. Thus all the work that Solomon did for the house of Yahweh was finished. Solomon brought in the things that David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold, and all the vessels, and put them in the treasuries of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the princes of the fathers' houses of the children of Israel, to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves to the king at the feast, which was in the 7th month. All the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark, and they brought up the ark, and the tent of meeting, and all the holy vessels that were in the tent. These did the priests and the Levites bring up. King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled to him were before the ark, sacrificing sheep and cattle that could not be counted nor numbered for multitude. The priests brought in the ark of the covenant of Yahweh to its place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and its poles above. The poles were so long that the ends of the poles were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen outside. And there it is to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tables which Moses put there at Horeb, when Yahweh made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. God's glory fills the temple. It happened when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves and did not keep their divisions. Also the Levites who were the singers, all of them, even Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and their brothers, arrayed in fine linen, with cymbals and stringed instruments and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It happened when the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking Yahweh, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of Yahweh, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of Yahweh filled the house of God. Chapter 6. Solomon blesses the people. Then Solomon said, "Yahweh has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness, but I have built you a house of habitation and a place for you to dwell in forever." The king turned his face and blessed all the assembly of Israel, and all the assembly of Israel stood. He said, "Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to David my father, and has with his hands fulfilled it, saying, 'Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house in, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be prince over my people Israel, but I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel.' Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. But Yahweh said to David my father, 'Whereas it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the house, but your son, who shall come forth out of your body, he shall build the house for my name. Yahweh has performed his word that he spoke. For I have risen up in the place of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built the house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. There I have set the ark, in which is the covenant of Yahweh, which he made with the children of Israel.'" Solomon's Prayer of Dedication. He stood before the altar of Yahweh in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze scaffold, 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court, and on it he stood, and kneeled down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, "Yahweh, the God of Israel, there is no God like you, in heaven or on earth, you who keep covenant and loving kindness with your servants, who walk before you with all their heart, who have kept with your servant David, my father, that which you promised him. Yes, you spoke with your mouth and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, Yahweh, the God of Israel, keep with your servant David, my father, that which you have promised him, saying, There shall not fail you a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel. If only your children take heed to their way, to walk in my law as you have walked before me. Now therefore, Yahweh, the God of Israel, let your word be verified, which you spoke to your servant David. But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens can't contain you. How much less this house which I have built? Yet have respect for the prayer of your servant and to his supplication, Yahweh my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your servant prays before you, that your eyes may be open toward this house day and night, even toward the place where you have said that you would put your name, to listen to the prayer which your servant shall pray toward this place. Listen to the petitions of your servant and of your people Israel when they shall pray toward this place. Yes, hear from your dwelling place, even from heaven, and when you hear, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath is laid on him to cause him to swear, and he comes and swears before your altar in this house, then hear from heaven, and do and judge your servants, bringing retribution to the wicked, to bring his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous, to give him according to his righteousness. If your people Israel be struck down before the enemy, because they have sinned against you, and shall turn again and confess your name, and pray, and make supplication before you in this house, then hear from heaven, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again to the land which you gave to them and to their fathers. When the sky is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, if they pray toward this place, and confess your name, and turn from their sin, when you afflict them, then hear in heaven, and forgive the sin of your servants, and of your people Israel, when you teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance. If there is famine in the land, if there is pestilence, if there is blight or mildew, locust or caterpillar, if their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer and supplication be made by any man or by all your people Israel, who shall know every man his own plague and his own sorrow, and shall spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive, and render to every man according to all his ways, whose heart you know. For you, even you only, know the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear you, to walk in your ways, so long as they live in the land which you gave to our fathers. Moreover, concerning the foreigner, who is not of your people Israel, when he shall come from a far country for your great name's sake, and your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when they shall come and pray toward this house, then hear from heaven, even from your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls to you for, that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as does your people Israel, and that they may know that this house, which I have built, is called by your name. If your people go out to battle against their enemies, by whatever way you shall send them, and they pray to you toward this city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no man who doesn't sin, and you are angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive to a land far off or near. Yet if they shall repent themselves in the land where they are carried captive, and turn again, and make supplication to you in the land of their captivity, saying, "We have sinned, we have done perversely, and have dealt wickedly." If they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have carried them captive, and pray toward their land, which you gave to their fathers, and the city which you have chosen, and toward the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven, even from your dwelling place, their prayer and their petitions, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, let, I beg you, your eyes be open, and let your ears be attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, Yahweh God, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, Yahweh God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness. Yahweh God, don't turn away the face of your anointed. Remember your loving kindnesses to David, your servant. Chapter 7. Fire from Heaven. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of Yahweh filled the house. The priests could not enter into the house of Yahweh, because the glory of Yahweh filled Yahweh's house. All the children of Israel looked on when the fire came down, and the glory of Yahweh was on the house, and they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground on the pavement, and worshipped, and gave thanks to Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever." Solomon's Solemn Sacrifice. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifice before Yahweh. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 head of cattle and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. The priests stood according to their positions, the Levites also with instruments of music of Yahweh, which David the king had made to give thanks to Yahweh when David praised by their ministry, saying, "For his loving kindness endures forever." The priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon made the middle of the court holy that was before the house of Yahweh, for there he offered the burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering and the meal offering and the fat. The Feast of Dedication. So Solomon held the feast at that time 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly, from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. On the 8th day they held a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the goodness that Yahweh had shown to David and to Solomon and to Israel his people. God's Promise and Warning. Thus Solomon finished the house of Yahweh and the king's house, and he successfully completed all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of Yahweh and in his own house. Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night and said to him,
I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the sky so that there is no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attentive, to the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and made this house holy, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. As for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom, according as I covenanted with David your father, saying, There shall not fail you a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have made holy for my name, I will cast out of my sight. And I will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. This house, which is so high, everyone who passes by it shall be astonished, and shall say, Why has Yahweh done thus to this land and to this house? They shall answer, Because they abandoned Yahweh, the God of their fathers, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and took other gods, worshipped them, and served them. Therefore, he has brought all this evil on them.
Chapter 8. Solomon's Additional Accomplishments. It happened at the end of 20 years, in which Solomon had built the house of Yahweh and his own house, that the cities which Huram had given to Solomon, Solomon built them, and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. Solomon went to Hamath-Zobah and prevailed against it. He built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the storage cities which he built in Hamath. Also he built Beth-horon the upper, and Beth-horon the lower, fortified cities, with walls, gates, and bars, and Baaleth, and all the storage cities that Solomon had, and all the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build for his pleasure in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. As for all the people who were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of Israel, of their children who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel didn't consume, of them Solomon conscripted forced labor to this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work, for they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and rulers of his chariots and of his horsemen. These were the chief officers of King Solomon, even 250 who ruled over the people. Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David, to the house that he had built for her, For he said, My wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places where the ark of Yahweh has come are holy. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of Yahweh, which he had built before the porch, even as the duty of every day required, offering according to the commandment of Moses, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the set feasts, 3 times in the year, even in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tents. He appointed, according to the ordinance of David his father, the divisions of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their offices, to praise and to minister before the priests, as the duty of every day required. The doorkeepers also by their divisions at every gate. For so had David, the man of God, commanded. They didn't depart from the commandment of the king to the priests and Levites concerning any matter, or concerning the treasures. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared to the day of the foundation of the house of Yahweh, and until it was finished. So the house of Yahweh was completed. Then went Solomon to Ezion-Geber, and to Eloth, on the seashore in the land of Edom. Huram sent him ships and servants, who had knowledge of the sea, by the hands of his servants. And they came with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and fetched from there 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon. Chapter 9. The Queen of Sheba. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great train, and camels that bore spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she talked with him of all that was in her heart. Solomon told her all her questions, and there was not anything hidden from Solomon which he didn't tell her. When the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their clothing, his cupbearers also, and their clothing, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. She said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in my own land of your acts and of your wisdom. However, I didn't believe their words until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half of the greatness of your wisdom was not told me. You exceed the fame that I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, who stand continually before you, and hear your wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh your God, who delighted in you, to set you on his throne, to be king for Yahweh your God. Because your God loved Israel, to establish them forever, therefore made he you king over them, to do justice and righteousness. She gave the king 120 talents of gold, and spices in great abundance, and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. The servants also of Huram, and the servants of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, brought algum trees and precious stones. The king made of the algum trees terraces for the house of Yahweh and for the king's house, and harps and stringed instruments for the singers, and there were none like these seen before in the land of Judah. King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides that which she had brought to the king. So she turned and went to her own land, she and her servants. Solomon's wealth and splendor. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. besides that which the traders and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. King Solomon made 200 bucklers of beaten gold. 600 shekels of beaten gold went to one buckler. He made 300 shields of beaten gold. 300 shekels of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and stays on either side by the place of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the stays. 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other on the 6 steps. There was nothing like it made in any kingdom. All King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon, for the king had ships that went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Once every 3 years came the ships of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. All the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. They brought, every man, his tribute, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and clothing, armor and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen that he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. He ruled over all the kings from the river even to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. The king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and he made cedars to be as the sycamore trees that are in the lowland for abundance. They brought horses for Solomon out of Egypt and out of all lands. The Death of Solomon. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, aren't they written in the history of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer concerning Jeroboam the son of Nebat? Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. Solomon slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his place. Chapter 10. Rebellion Against Rehoboam. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. It happened, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard of it, for he was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. They sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all Israel came. And they spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, make you the grievous service of your father, and his heavy yoke which he put on us, lighter, and we will serve you." He said to them, "Come again to me after 3 days." The people departed. King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men who had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, "What counsel do you give me to return answer to this people?" They spoke to him, saying, "If you are kind to this people and please them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." But he forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and took counsel with the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. He said to them, "What counsel do you give, that we may return answer to this people, who have spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke that your father did put on us lighter. The young man who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus you shall tell the people who spoke to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but make it lighter on us. Thus you shall say to them, My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. Now, whereas my father burdened you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king asked, saying, Come to me again the third day. The king answered them roughly. And King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men, and spoke to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king didn't listen to the people, for it was brought about of God that Yahweh might establish his word, which he spoke by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. The Kingdom Divided. When all Israel saw that the king didn't listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, Israel. Now see to your own house, David. So all Israel departed to their tents. But as for the children of Israel who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was over the men subject to forced labor. And the children of Israel stoned him to death with stones. King Rehoboam made speed to get himself up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David to this day. Chapter 11. Shemaiah's Prophecy. When Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled the house of Judah and Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors to fight against Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. But the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying,
Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, Thus says Yahweh, You shall not go up, nor fight against your brothers. Return every man to his house, for this thing is of me.
So they listened to the words of Yahweh, and returned from going against Jeroboam. Rehoboam fortifies Judah. Rehoboam lived in Jerusalem, and built cities for defense in Judah. He built Bethlehem, and Edom, and Tekoa, Beth-Zur, and Soko, and Adullam, and Gath, and Marisha, and Ziph, and Adoraim, and Lachish, and Azekah, and Zorah, and Ajalon, and Hebron, which are in Judah and in Benjamin, fortified cities. He fortified the strongholds, and put captains in them, and stores of food, and oil, and wine. In every city he put shields and spears, and made them exceeding strong. Judah and Benjamin belonged to him. Priests and Levites forsaken by Jeroboam. The priests and the Levites who were in all Israel resorted to him out of all their border. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possession, and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons cast them off, that they should not execute the priest's office to Yahweh. And he appointed him priests for the high places, and for the male goats, and for the calves which he had made. After them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek Yahweh, the God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice to Yahweh, the God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong 3 years. For they walked 3 years in the way of David and Solomon. Rehoboam's family. Rehoboam took him a wife, Mahalath, the daughter of Jeremoth, the son of David, and of Abihail, the daughter of Eliab, the son of Jesse. And she bore him sons, Jeush, and Shemariah, and Zaham. After her he took Maacah, the daughter of Absalom, and she bore him Abijah, and Attai, and Ziza, and Shelomith. Rehoboam loved Maacah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and his concubines. For he took 18 wives and 60 concubines, and became the father of 28 sons and 60 daughters. Rehoboam appointed Abijah, the son of Maacah, to be chief, even the prince among his brothers, for he was minded to make him king. He dealt wisely, and dispersed of all his sons throughout all the lands of Judah and Benjamin, to every fortified city, and he gave them food in abundance. He sought for them many wives. Chapter 12. Egypt invades Judah. It happened when the kingdom of Rehoboam was established, and he was strong, that he forsook the law of Yahweh, and all Israel with him. It happened in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, because they had trespassed against Yahweh, with 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen. The people were without number who came with him out of Egypt, the Lubim, the Sukkim, and the Ethiopians. He took the fortified cities which pertained to Judah and came to Jerusalem. Now Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah who were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, "Thus says Yahweh, you have forsaken me, therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak." Then the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, "Yahweh is righteous." When Yahweh saw that they humbled themselves, the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah, saying,
"They have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. And my wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries."
Egypt plunders Jerusalem. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and took away the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king's house. He took it all away. He also took away the shields of gold which Solomon had made. King Rehoboam made in their place shields of brass, and committed them to the hands of the captains of the guard, who kept the door of the king's house. It was so, that as often as the king entered into the house of Yahweh, the guard came and bore them, and brought them back into the guard room. When he humbled himself, the wrath of Yahweh turned from him, so as not to destroy him altogether. And moreover, in Judah there were good things found. The death of Rehoboam. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. For Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, And he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which Yahweh had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, the Ammonitess. He did that which was evil, because he didn't set his heart to seek Yahweh. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, aren't they written in the histories of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer, after the way of genealogies? There were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. And Abijah, his son, reigned in his place. Chapter 13. Abijah succeeds Rehoboam in Judah. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. There was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah joined battle with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men, and Jeroboam set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, who were mighty men of valor. Civil war with Jeroboam. Abijah stood up on Mount Zemaraim, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought you not to know that Yahweh, the God of Israel, gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, rose up and rebelled against his Lord. There were gathered to him worthless men, base fellows, who strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted, and could not withstand them. Now you think to withstand the kingdom of Yahweh in the hand of the sons of David, and you are a great multitude, and there are with you the golden calves, which Jeroboam made you for gods. Haven't you driven out the priests of Yahweh, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and made priests for yourselves after the ways of the peoples of other lands, so that whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and 7 rams, the same may be a priest of those who are no gods? But as for us, Yahweh is our God, and we have not forsaken him. And we have priests ministering to Yahweh, the sons of Aaron and the Levites in their work. And they burn to Yahweh every morning and every evening burnt offerings and sweet incense. The showbread also set they in order on the pure table, and the lampstand of gold with its lamps, to burn every evening. For we keep the instruction of Yahweh our God, but you have forsaken him. Behold, God is with us at our head, and his priests with the trumpets of alarm to sound an alarm against you. Children of Israel, don't fight against Yahweh, the God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper." But Jeroboam caused an ambush to come about behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambush was behind them. When Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind them. And they cried to Yahweh, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. The children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. Abijah and his people killed them with a great slaughter. So there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied on Yahweh, the God of their fathers. Abijah pursued after Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with its towns, and Jeshanah with its towns, and Ephron with its towns. The death of Jeroboam. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and Yahweh struck him, and he died. But Abijah grew mighty, and took to himself 14 wives, and became the father of 22 sons, and 16 daughters. The rest of the acts of Abijah, and his ways, and his sayings, are written in the commentary of the prophet Iddo. Chapter 14. Asa succeeds Abijah in Judah. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his place. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of Yahweh his God, for he took away the foreign altars and the high places, and broke down the pillars, and cut down the Asherim, and commanded Judah to seek Yahweh, the God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the sun images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. He built fortified cities in Judah, for the land was quiet, and he had no war in those years, because Yahweh had given him rest. For he said to Judah, "Let us build these cities and make walls around them, with towers, gates, and bars. The land is yet before us, because we have sought Yahweh our God. We have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." So they built and prospered. Asa had an army that bore bucklers and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bore shields and drew bows 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. There came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian, with an army of 1,000,000 troops and 300 chariots. And he came to Maresha. Then Asa went out to meet him. And they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Maresha. Asa cried to Yahweh his God and said, "Yahweh, there is none besides you to help. Between the mighty and him who has no strength, help us, Yahweh our God, for we rely on you, and in your name are we come against this multitude. Yahweh, you are our God. Don't let man prevail against you." So Yahweh struck the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar, and there fell of the Ethiopians so many that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before Yahweh and before his army, and they carried away very much booty. They struck all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of Yahweh came on them, and they despoiled all the cities, for there was much spoil in them. They struck also the tents of livestock, and carried away sheep in abundance, and camels, and returned to Jerusalem. Chapter 15. The Prophecy of Azariah. The Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while you are with him, and if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Now for a long time Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their distress they turned to Yahweh, the God of Israel, and sought him, he was found by them. In those times there was no peace to him who went out, nor to him who came in. But great troubles were on all the inhabitants of the lands. They were broken in pieces, nation against nation, and city against city. For God troubled them with all adversity. But you, be strong, and don't let your hands be slack, for your work shall be rewarded. Asa's Reforms. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominations out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from the hill country of Ephraim. And he renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and those who lived with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon. For they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that Yahweh his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. They sacrificed to Yahweh in that day, of the spoil which they had brought, 700 head of cattle, and 7,000 sheep. They entered into the covenant to seek Yahweh, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul, and that whoever would not seek Yahweh, the God of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. They swore to Yahweh with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. All Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and Yahweh gave them rest all around. Also Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed from being queen, because she had made an abominable image for an Asherah. And Asa cut down her image, and made dust of it, and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. He brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. There was no more war to the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Chapter 16. Asa's Treaty with Syria. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not allow anyone to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of Yahweh and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, who lived at Damascus, saying, "Let there be a treaty between me and you, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you silver and gold. Go, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they struck Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the storage cities of Naphtali. It happened, when Baasha heard of it, that he left off building Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, and its timber, with which Baasha had built, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. Hanani's Message to Asa. At that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Syria, and have not relied on Yahweh your God, therefore is the army of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Weren't the Ethiopians and the Lubim a huge army, with chariots and horsemen exceeding many? Yet because you relied on Yahweh, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of Yahweh run back and forth throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein you have done foolishly, for from henceforth you shall have wars." Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in the prison, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. The death and burial of Asa. Behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet. His disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he didn't seek Yahweh, but sought the physicians. Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his own tombs, which he had dug out for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed, which was filled with sweet odors and various kinds of spices prepared by the perfumer's art. And they made a very great burning for him. Chapter 17. Jehoshaphat reigns well in Judah. Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place and strengthened himself against Israel. He placed forces in all the fortified cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. Yahweh was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and didn't seek the Baals, but sought to the God of his father and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore Yahweh established the kingdom in his hand. And all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat tribute, and he had riches and honor in abundance. His heart was lifted up in the ways of Yahweh, and furthermore he took away the high places and the Asherim out of Judah. Also, in the 3rd year of his reign, he sent his princes, even Ben-Hail, and Obadiah, and Zechariah, and Nethanel, and Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah, and with them the Levites, even Shemaiah, and Nethaniah, and Zebadiah, and Asahel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehonathan, and Adonijah, and Tobijah, and Tabadonijah, the Levites, and with them Elishama and Jehoram the priests. They taught in Judah, having the book of the law of Yahweh with them, and they went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught among the people. The fear of Yahweh fell on all the kingdoms of the lands that were around Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and silver for tribute. The Arabians also brought him flocks, 7,700 rams, and 7,700 male goats. Jehoshaphat grew great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. He had many works in the cities of Judah, and men of war, mighty men of valor in Jerusalem. This was the numbering of them according to their fathers' houses. Of Judah, the captains of thousands, Adna the captain, and with him mighty men of valor, 300,000, and next to him, Jehohanan, the captain, and with him 280,000. And next to him, Amaziah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself to Yahweh, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor. Of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him 200,000 armed with bow and shield. And next to him, Jehozabad, and with him 180,000 ready, prepared for war. These were those who waited on the king, besides those whom the king put in the fortified cities throughout all Judah. Chapter 18. Jehoshaphat allies with Ahab. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and he joined affinity with Ahab. After certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. Ahab killed sheep and cattle for him in abundance, and for the people who were with him, and moved him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead?" He answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war." Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire first for the word of Yahweh." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" They said, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the hand of the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Isn't there here a prophet of Yahweh besides, that we may inquire of him?" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of Yahweh, but I hate him, for he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah." Jehoshaphat said, "Don't let the king say so." Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, "Get Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly." Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, arrayed in their robes, and they were sitting in an open place at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Zedekiah, the son of Kenaanah, made him horns of iron, and said, "Thus says Yahweh, with these you shall push the Syrians until they are consumed." All the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for Yahweh will deliver it into the hand of the king." Micaiah prophesies against Ahab. The messenger who went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one mouth. Let your word, therefore, please, be like one of theirs, and speak good." Micaiah said, "As Yahweh lives, what my God says, that will I speak." When he had come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" He said, "Go up and prosper. They shall be delivered into your hand." The king said to him, "How many times shall I adjure you that you speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of Yahweh?" He said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. Yahweh said, 'These have no master. Let them return, every man, to his house in peace.'" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Didn't I tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil?" Micaiah said, "Therefore, hear the word of Yahweh. I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne, and all the army of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Yahweh said,
Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? One spoke, saying in this way, and another saying in that way. A spirit came out, stood before Yahweh, and said, I will entice him. Yahweh said to him, How? He said, I will go forth, and will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. He said, You will entice him, and will prevail also. Go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, Yahweh has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these your prophets, and Yahweh has spoken evil concerning you.
Then Zedekiah, the son of Kenaanah, came near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, Which way did the spirit of Yahweh go from me to speak to you? Micaiah said,
Behold, you shall see on that day when you shall go into an inner room to hide yourself.
The king of Israel said,
Take Micaiah and carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I return in peace.
Micaiah said,
If you return at all in peace, Yahweh has not spoken by me. He said, Listen, you peoples, all of you.
Ahab's defeat and death. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat,
I will disguise myself and go into the battle, but you put on your robes.
So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of his chariots, saying,
Fight neither with small nor great, except only with the king of Israel.
It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said,
It is the king of Israel!
Therefore they turned around to fight against him. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahweh helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. A certain man drew his bow at random and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the armor. Therefore he said to the driver of the chariot,
Turn your hand and carry me out of the army, for I am severely wounded.
The battle increased that day. However, the king of Israel propped himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening, and about the time of the going down of the sun, he died.
Chapter 19. Jehoshaphat reproved by Jehu.
Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. Jehu, the son of Hanani the seer, went out to meet him, and said to King Jehoshaphat,
Should you help the wicked and love those who hate Yahweh? Because of this, wrath is on you from before Yahweh. Nevertheless, there are good things found in you, in that you have put away the Asheroth out of the land, and have set your heart to seek God.
Jehoshaphat's reforms. Jehoshaphat lived at Jerusalem, and he went out again among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim, and brought them back to Yahweh, the God of their fathers. He set judges in the land throughout all the fortified cities of Judah, city by city, and said to the judges,
Consider what you do, for you don't judge for man, but for Yahweh, and he is with you in the judgment. Now therefore, let the fear of Yahweh be on you. Take heed and do it,
For there is no iniquity with Yahweh our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of bribes. Moreover, in Jerusalem, Jehoshaphat appointed Levites and priests, and of the heads of the fathers' houses of Israel, for the judgment of Yahweh and for controversies. They returned to Jerusalem. He commanded them, saying, Thus you shall do in the fear of Yahweh, faithfully, and with a perfect heart. Whenever any controversy shall come to you from your brothers who dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and ordinances, you shall warn them that they not be guilty towards Yahweh, and so wrath come on you and on your brothers. Do this, and you shall not be guilty. Behold, Amariah the chief priest is over you in all matters of Yahweh, and Zebadiah the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, in all the king's matters. Also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and may Yahweh be with the good. Chapter 20. Jehoshaphat invaded by Moab. It happened after this that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them some of the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then some came who told Jehoshaphat, saying, A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. Behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, that is, in Gedi. Jehoshaphat was alarmed and set himself to seek to Yahweh. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to seek help from Yahweh. They came out of all the cities of Judah to seek Yahweh. Jehoshaphat's prayer. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of Yahweh, before the new court, and he said, Yahweh, the God of our fathers, aren't you God in heaven? Aren't you ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one is able to withstand you. Didn't you, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it to the seed of Abraham, your friend, forever? They lived in it, and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, If evil comes on us, the sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. Now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned aside from them and didn't destroy them. Behold, how they reward us to come to cast us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you. All Judah stood before Yahweh with their little ones, their wives, and their children. The prophecy of Jehaziel. Then the Spirit of Yahweh came on Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite, of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly, and he said, Listen, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says Yahweh to you, Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they are coming up by the ascent of Ziz. You shall find them at the end of the valley, before the wilderness of Jeruel.
you will not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahweh with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Don't be afraid, nor be dismayed. Go out against them tomorrow, for Yahweh is with you."
Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before Yahweh, worshiping Yahweh. The Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise Yahweh, the God of Israel, with an exceeding loud voice. The enemies destroy themselves. They rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your God, so you shall be established. Believe his prophets, so you shall prosper." When he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who should sing to Yahweh and give praise in holy array as they went out before the army and say, "Give thanks to Yahweh, for his loving kindness endures forever." When they began to sing and to praise, Yahweh set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were struck. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. When Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked at the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and there were none who escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches and dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in taking the spoil, it was so much. The people return in triumph. On the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed Yahweh. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Baraka to this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for Yahweh had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of Yahweh. The fear of God was on all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard that Yahweh fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Summary of Jehoshaphat's reign. Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. He walked in the way of Asa his father and didn't turn aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh. However, the high places were not taken away. Neither as yet had the people set their hearts to the God of their fathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the history of Jehu, the son of Hanani, which is inserted in the book of the kings of Israel. Jehoshaphat's convoy perishes. After this did Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, join himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel. The same did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish. And they made the ships in Ezion-Geber. Then Eliezer, the son of Dodavehu of Merisha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, "Because you have joined yourself with Ahaziah, Yahweh has destroyed your works." The ships were broken, so that they were not able to go to Tarshish.
Chapter 21. Jehoram's Wicked Reign in Judah. Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his place. He had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, and Jehiel, and Zechariah, and Azariah, and Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. Their father gave them great gifts of silver and of gold and of precious things, with fortified cities in Judah. But the kingdom gave he to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram was risen up over the kingdom of his father, and had strengthened himself, he killed all his brothers with the sword, and various also of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab as wife. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. However, Yahweh would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a lamp to him and to his children always. Edom and Libna revolt. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves. Then Jehoram passed over with his captains and all his chariots with him. And he rose up by night and struck the Edomites who surrounded him, along with the captains of the chariots. So Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah to this day. Then did Libna revolt at the same time from under his hand, because he had forsaken Yahweh, the God of his fathers. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and made the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the prostitute, and led Judah astray. Elijah's letter to Jehoram. A letter came to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, "Thus says Yahweh, the God of David, your father, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat, your father, nor in the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the prostitute, like the house of Ahab did, and also have slain your brothers of your father's house, who were better than yourself. Behold, Yahweh will strike with a great plague your people, and your children, and your wives, and all your substance, and you shall have great sickness by disease of your bowels, until your bowels fall out by reason of the sickness, day by day." Jehoram's disease and death. Yahweh stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians who are beside the Ethiopians. And they came up against Judah and broke into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives, so that there was never a son left him, except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. After all this, Yahweh struck him in his bowels with an incurable disease. It happened, in process of time, at the end of 2 years, that his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, and he died of severe diseases. His people made no burning for him, like the burning of his fathers. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. And he departed without being desired. And they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. Chapter 22.
Ahaziah reigns wickedly in Judah. The inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, his youngest son, king in his place, for the band of men who came with the Arabians to the camp had slain all the eldest. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. 42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. He did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father, to his destruction. Ahaziah allies with Jehoram of Israel. He walked also after their counsel, and went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead. And the Syrians wounded Joram. He returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which they had given him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. Azariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. Now the destruction of Ahaziah was of God, in that he went to Joram. For when he was come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom Yahweh had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. Jehu kills the princes of Judah. It happened, when Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab, that he found the princes of Judah and the sons of the brothers of Ahaziah ministering to Ahaziah, and killed them. He sought Ahaziah, and they caught him. Now he was hiding in Samaria. And they brought him to Jehu, and killed him. And they buried him, for they said, "He is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought Yahweh with all his heart." The house of Ahaziah had no power to hold the kingdom. Athaliah, queen in Judah. Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal seed of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeath, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were slain, and put him and his nurse in the bedroom. So Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah, so that she didn't kill him. He was with them, hidden in the house of God, 6 years, and Athaliah reigned over the land. Chapter 23. Joash anointed king in Judah. In the 7th year, Jehoiada strengthened himself, and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maaseiah the son of Adaiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. They went about in Judah, and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the heads of fathers' houses of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. All the assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God. He said to them, "Behold, the king's son shall reign, as Yahweh has spoken concerning the sons of David. This is the thing that you shall do. A third part of you who come in on the Sabbath of the priests and of the Levites shall be porters of the thresholds. A third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation. All the people shall be in the courts of Yahweh's house. But let no one come into the house of Yahweh, except the priests and those who minister of the Levites. They shall come in, for they are holy. But all the people shall follow Yahweh's instructions. The Levites shall surround the king, every man with his weapons in his hand. Whoever comes into the house, let him be slain. Be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man his men, those who were to come in on the Sabbath, with those who were to go out on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest didn't dismiss the shift. Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds the spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. He said all the people, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar and the house, around the king. Then they brought out the king's son and put the crown on him and gave him the testimony and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and they said, Long live the king! The death of Athaliah. When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of Yahweh. And she looked, and behold, the king stood by his pillar at the entrance, and the captains and the trumpets by the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. The singers also played musical instruments and led the singing of praise. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and said, Treason! Treason! Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were set over the army and said to them, Bring her out between the ranks, and whoever follows her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, Don't kill her in Yahweh's house. So they made way for her. She went to the entrance of the horse gate to the king's house, and they killed her there. Jehoiada restores the worship of God. Jehoiada made a covenant between himself and all the people and the king, that they should be Yahweh's people. All the people went to the house of Baal and broke it down, and broke his altars and his images in pieces, and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Jehoiada appointed the officers of the house of Yahweh under the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of Yahweh, to offer the burnt offerings of Yahweh, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, according to the order of David. He set the porters at the gates of the house of Yahweh, that no one who was unclean in anything should enter it. He took the captains of hundreds, and the nobles, and the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house of Yahweh. And they came through the upper gate to the king's house, and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. Athaliah they had slain with the sword. Chapter 24. Joash repairs the temple. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Joash did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Jehoiada took for him two wives, and he became the father of sons and daughters. Faithless Priests. It happened after this that Joash was minded to restore the house of Yahweh. He gathered together the priests and the Levites and said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah and gather money to repair the house of your God from all Israel, from year to year. See that you expedite this matter." However, the Levites didn't do it right away. The king called for Jehoiada, the chief, and said to him, "Why haven't you required of the Levites to bring in the tax of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and of the assembly of Israel, out of Judah and out of Jerusalem, for the tent of the testimony?" For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house of Yahweh did they bestow on the Baals. Joash orders repair of the temple. So the king commanded, and they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of Yahweh. They made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to bring in for Yahweh the tax that Moses, the servant of God, laid on Israel in the wilderness. All the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought in and cast into the chest until they had made an end. It was so that whenever the chest was brought to the king's officers by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the chief priest's officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to its place again. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. The king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and they hired masons and carpenters to restore the house of Yahweh, and also such as worked iron and brass to repair the house of Yahweh. So the workmen worked, and the work of repairing went forward in their hands. And they set up the house of God in its state and strengthened it. When they had made an end, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, of which were made vessels for the house of Yahweh, even vessels with which to minister and to offer, and spoons, and vessels of gold and silver. They offered burnt offerings in the house of Yahweh continually, all the days of Jehoiada. Jehoiada's death and burial. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. 130 years old was he when he died. They buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel and toward God and his house. The wickedness of Joash. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and made obeisance to the king. Then the king listened to them. They forsook the house of Yahweh, the God of their fathers, and served the Asherim and the idols. And wrath came on Judah and Jerusalem for this their guiltiness. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again to Yahweh, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. The Spirit of God came on Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, and he stood above the people and said to them, "Thus says God, why do you disobey the commandments of Yahweh so that you can't prosper? Because you have forsaken Yahweh, he has also forsaken you." They conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of Yahweh. Thus Joash, the king, didn't remember the kindness which Jehoiada, his father, had done to him, but killed his son. When he died, he said,
May Yahweh look at it and repay it.
Joash slain by Zabad and Jehozabad. It happened at the end of the year that the army of the Syrians came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people and sent all the spoil of them to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and Yahweh delivered a very great army into their hand, because they had forsaken Yahweh, the God of their fathers. So they executed judgment on Joash. When they were departed from him, for they left him very sick, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and killed him on his bed, and he died. And they buried him in the city of David, but they didn't bury him in the tombs of the kings. These are those who conspired against him: Zabad, the son of Shimeath, the Ammonitess, and Jehozabad, the son of Shimrith, the Moabitess. Now concerning his sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid on him, and the rebuilding of the house of God, behold, they are written in the commentary of the book of the Kings. Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place. Chapter 25. Amaziah reigns well in Judah. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, but not with a perfect heart. Now it happened, when the kingdom was established to him, that he killed his servants, who had killed the king, his father. But he didn't put their children to death, but did according to that which is written in the law, in the book of Moses, as Yahweh commanded, saying, "The fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin." Amaziah's victories. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and ordered them, according to their fathers' houses, under captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, even all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and upward, and found them 300,000 chosen men, able to go forth to war, who could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. A man of God came to him, saying, "O king, don't let the army of Israel go with you, for Yahweh is not with Israel, with all the children of Ephraim. But if you will go, take action, be strong for the battle. God will overthrow you before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow." Amaziah said to the man of God, "But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel?" The man of God answered, "Yahweh is able to give you much more than this." Then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that had come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Therefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in fierce anger. Amaziah took courage and led forth his people, and went to the Valley of Salt, and struck of the children of Seir 10,000. Other 10,000 did the children of Judah carry away alive, and brought them to the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, so that they all were broken in pieces. But the men of the army whom Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell on the cities of Judah, from Samaria even to Beth-horon, and struck of them 3,000, and took much spoil. Amaziah rebuked for idolatry. Now it happened, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense to them. Therefore the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent to him a prophet, who said to him, Why have you sought after the gods of the people, which have not delivered their own people out of your hand? It happened, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, Have we made you one of the king's counselors? Stop! Why should you be struck down? Then the prophet stopped and said, I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this and have not listened to my counsel. Amaziah defeated by Joash of Israel. Then Amaziah, king of Judah, consulted his advisors, and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us look one another in the face. Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, Give your daughter to my son as his wife. Then a wild animal that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled down the thistle. You say to yourself that you have struck Edom, and your heart lifts you up to boast. Now stay at home. Why should you meddle with trouble, that you should fall, even you, and Judah with you? But Amaziah would not listen, for it was of God that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they had sought after the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, looked one another in the face at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled, every man, to his tent. Joash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. He took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. The death of Amaziah. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived, after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, aren't they written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now from the time that Amaziah did turn away from following Yahweh, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. And he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. They brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Chapter 26. Uzziah reigns in Judah. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the place of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought Yahweh, God made him to prosper. Uzziah's victories. He went forth and warred against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. And he built cities in the country of Ashdod, and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians who lived in Gerbaal, and the Meunim. The Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad, even to the entrance of Egypt, for he grew exceeding strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. He built towers in the wilderness, and dug out many cisterns, for he had much livestock, in the lowland also, and in the plain, and he had farmers and vineyard keepers in the mountains and in the fruitful fields, for he loved farming. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by bands, according to the number of their reckoning made by Jeiel the scribe and Maaseiah the officer, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the heads of fathers' houses, even the mighty men of valor, was 2,600. Under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, who made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Uzziah prepared for them, even for all the army, shields and spears, and helmets, and coats of mail, and bows, and stones for slinging. He made in Jerusalem engines invented by skillful men to be on the towers and on the battlements with which to shoot arrows and great stones. His name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong. Uzziah's pride, leprosy, death. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up, so that he did corruptly, and he trespassed against Yahweh his God. For he went into the temple of Yahweh to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Yahweh, who were valiant men. And they resisted Uzziah the king, and said to him, "It isn't for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to Yahweh, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. Neither shall it be for your honor from Yahweh God." Then Uzziah was angry, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priests, the leprosy broke forth in his forehead before the priests in the house of Yahweh, beside the altar of incense. Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked on him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out quickly from there, yes, himself Herod also, to go out, because Yahweh had struck him. Uzziah the king was a leper to the day of his death, and lived in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of Yahweh. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, write. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial, which belonged to the kings. For they said, "He is a leper." Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. Chapter 27. Jotham's Good Reign in Judah. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that his father Uzziah had done. However, he didn't enter into the temple of Yahweh. The people did yet corruptly. He built the upper gate of the house of Yahweh, and on the wall of Ophel he built much. Moreover, he built cities in the hill country of Judah, and in the forests he built castles and towers. He fought also with the king of the children of Ammon, and prevailed against them. The children of Ammon gave him the same year 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 measures of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. So much did the children of Ammon render to him, in the second year also, and in the third. So Jotham became mighty, because he ordered his ways before Yahweh his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars, and his ways, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place. Chapter 28. Ahaz reigns wickedly in Judah. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he didn't do that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, like David his father. But he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images for the Baals. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. He sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Judah defeated by Syria. Therefore Yahweh his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria, and they struck him, and carried away of his a great multitude of captives, and brought them to Damascus. He was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who struck him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Remaliah, killed in Judah 120,000 in one day, all of them valiant men, because they had forsaken Yahweh, the God of their fathers. Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Maaseiah, the king's son, and Azricam, the ruler of the house, and Elkanah, who was next to the king. The children of Israel carried away captive of their brothers 200,000, women, sons, and daughters, and took also away much spoil from them, and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of Yahweh was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out to meet the army that came to Samaria, and said to them, "Behold, because Yahweh, the God of your fathers, was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hand, and you have slain them in a rage which has reached up to heaven. Now you purpose to keep under the children of Judah and Jerusalem for bondservants and bondmaids for yourselves. Aren't there even with you trespasses of your own against Yahweh your God? Now hear me, therefore, and send back the captives that you have taken captive from your brothers, for the fierce wrath of Yahweh is on you." Then some of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azariah, the son of Johanan, Berechiah, the son of Meshillemoth, and Jehizkiah, the son of Shallum, and Amasa, the son of Hadlai, stood up against those who came from the war and said to them, "You shall not bring in the captives here, for you purpose that which will bring on us a trespass against Yahweh, to add to our sins and to our trespass. For our trespass is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princes and all the assembly. The men who have been mentioned by name rose up and took the captives, and with the spoil clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them, gave them sandals, and gave them something to eat and to drink, anointed them, carried all the feeble of them on donkeys, and brought them to Jericho, the city of palm trees, to their brothers. Then they returned to Samaria. Compromise with Assyria. At that time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him. For again the Edomites had come and struck Judah and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the lowland and of the south of Judah, and had taken Beth Shemesh and Ajalon and Gederoth and Soko with its towns, and Timnah with its towns, Gimzo also and its towns, and they lived there. For Yahweh brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For he had dealt wantonly in Judah, and trespassed severely against Yahweh. Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, came to him, and distressed him, but didn't strengthen him. For Ahaz took away a portion out of the house of Yahweh, and out of the house of the king and of the princes, and gave it to the king of Assyria, but it didn't help him. Ahaz's idolatry. In the time of his distress did he trespass yet more against Yahweh, this same king, Ahaz. For he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which struck him, and he said, "Because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, so I will sacrifice to them, that they may help me." But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. Ahaz gathered together the vessels of the house of God, and cut in pieces the vessels of the house of God, and shut up the doors of the house of Yahweh, and he made him altars in every corner of Jerusalem. In every city of Judah he made high places to burn incense to other gods, and provoked to anger Yahweh, the God of his fathers. Hezekiah succeeds Ahaz in Judah. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Ahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city, even in Jerusalem, for they didn't bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. Chapter 29. Hezekiah's good reign in Judah. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that David his father had done. Hezekiah cleanses the temple. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of Yahweh and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together in the broad place on the east, and said to them, "Listen to me, you Levites. Now sanctify yourselves, and sanctify the house of Yahweh, the God of your fathers, and carry out the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of Yahweh, and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of Yahweh was on Judah and Jerusalem, and he has delivered them to be tossed back and forth, to be an astonishment and a hissing, as you see with your eyes. For behold, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Yahweh, the God of Israel, that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, don't be negligent now, for Yahweh has chosen you to stand before him, to minister to him, and that you should be his ministers and burn incense. Then the Levites arose, Mahath, the son of Amasai, and Joel, the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish, the son of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jehalalel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Zimmah, and Eden, the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri, and Jeuel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Heman, Jehuel, and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah, and Uzziel. They gathered their brothers, and sanctified themselves, and went in, according to the commandment of the king, by the words of Yahweh, to cleanse the house of Yahweh. The priests went in to the inner part of the house of Yahweh to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of Yahweh into the court of the house of Yahweh. The Levites took it to carry it out abroad to the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of Yahweh, and they sanctified the house of Yahweh in 8 days. And on the 16th day of the first month they made an end. Then they went in to Hezekiah the king within the palace, and said, "We have cleansed all the house of Yahweh, and the altar of burnt offering with all its vessels, and the table of showbread with all its vessels. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away when he trespassed have we prepared and sanctified. And behold, they are before the altar of Yahweh." Hezekiah restores temple worship. Then Hezekiah the king arose early and gathered the princes of the city, and went up to the house of Yahweh. They brought 7 bulls, and 7 rams, and 7 lambs, and 7 male goats, for a sin offering for the kingdom, and for the sanctuary, and for Judah. He commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of Yahweh. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood, and sprinkled it on the altar. And they killed the rams, and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They killed also the lambs, and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They brought near the male goats for the sin offering before the king and the assembly. And they laid their hands on them, and the priests killed them. And they made a sin offering with their blood on the altar, to make atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. He set the Levites in the house of Yahweh with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, and of Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. For the commandment was of Yahweh by his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, the song of Yahweh began also, and the trumpets, together with the instruments of David, king of Israel. All the assembly worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When they had made an end of offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praises to Yahweh with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. They sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered, "Now you have consecrated yourselves to Yahweh. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of Yahweh." The assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to Yahweh. The consecrated things were 600 head of cattle and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few, so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings. Therefore, their brothers, the Levites, helped them until the work was ended and until the priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. Also, the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings, and with the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of Yahweh was set in order. Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, because of that which God had prepared for the people, for the thing was done suddenly.
Chapter 30. Hezekiah proclaims a Passover. Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, to keep the Passover to Yahweh, the God of Israel. For the king had taken counsel, and his princes, and all the assembly in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover in the second month. For they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not sanctified themselves in sufficient number, neither had the people gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. The thing was right in the eyes of the king and of all the assembly, so they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover to Yahweh, the God of Israel, at Jerusalem. For they had not kept it in great numbers in such sort as it is written. So the couriers went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, "You children of Israel, turn again to Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that he may return to the remnant that have escaped of you out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. Don't be like your fathers and like your brothers who trespassed against Yahweh, the God of their fathers, so that he gave them up to desolation, as you see. Now don't be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to Yahweh and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever. And serve Yahweh your God, that his fierce anger may turn away from you. For if you turn again to Yahweh, your brothers and your children will find compassion before those who led them captive, and shall come again into this land. For Yahweh your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if you return to him. So the couriers passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even to Zebulun. But they ridiculed them and mocked them. Nevertheless, certain men of Asher and Manasseh and of Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also, on Judah came the hand of God to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of Yahweh. Hezekiah celebrates the Passover. Many people assembled at Jerusalem to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great assembly. They arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense took they away, and cast them into the brook Kidron. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, and the priests and the Levites were ashamed, and sanctified themselves, and brought burnt offerings into the house of Yahweh. They stood in their place after their order, according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood which they received of the hand of the Levites, for there were many in the assembly who had not sanctified themselves. Therefore, the Levites were in charge of killing the Passovers for everyone who was not clean, to sanctify them to Yahweh. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet they ate the Passover otherwise than it is written. For Hezekiah had prayed for them, saying, "May the good Yahweh pardon everyone who sets his heart to seek God, Yahweh, the God of his fathers, even if they aren't clean, according to the purification of the sanctuary." Yahweh listened to Hezekiah and healed the people. The children of Israel who were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised Yahweh day by day, singing with loud instruments to Yahweh. Hezekiah spoke comfortably to all the Levites who had good understanding in the service of Yahweh. So they ate throughout the feast for the 7 days, offering sacrifices of peace offerings and making confession to Yahweh, the God of their fathers. The whole assembly took counsel to keep another 7 days, and they kept another 7 days with gladness. For Hezekiah, king of Judah, did give to the assembly for offerings 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep, and the princes gave to the assembly 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests sanctified themselves. All the assembly of Judah, with the priests and the Levites, and all the assembly who came out of Israel, and the foreigners who came out of the land of Israel, and who lived in Judah, rejoiced. So there was great joy in Jerusalem. For since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem. Then the priests, the Levites arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy habitation, even to heaven. Chapter 31. Idols are destroyed. Now when all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke in pieces the pillars, and cut down the Asherim, and broke down the high places and the altars out of all Judah and Benjamin, in Ephraim also, and Manasseh, until they had destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned, every man to his possession, into their own cities. Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and the Levites after their divisions, every man according to his service, both the priests and the Levites, for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the camp of Yahweh. Contributions for worship. He appointed also the king's portion of his substance for the burnt offerings, to wit, for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, and for the new moons, and for the set feasts, as it is written in the law of Yahweh. Moreover, he commanded the people who lived in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might give themselves to the law of Yahweh. As soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel gave in abundance the first fruits of grain, new wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. The children of Israel and Judah, who lived in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe of cattle and sheep, and the tithe of dedicated things which were consecrated to Yahweh their God, and laid them by heaps. In the third month they began to lay the foundation of the heaps, and finished them in the seventh month. When Hezekiah and the princes came and saw the heaps, they blessed Yahweh and his people Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps. Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, "Since people began to bring the offerings into the house of Yahweh, we have eaten and had enough, and have left plenty. For Yahweh has blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store." Hezekiah organizes the priests. Then Hezekiah commanded them to prepare rooms in the house of Yahweh, and they prepared them. They brought in the offerings and the tithes and the dedicated things faithfully. And over them, Cananiah the Levite was ruler, and Shimei his brother was second, Jehiel, and Azaziah, and Nahath, and Asahel, and Jeremoth, and Jozabad, and Eliel, and Ismachiah, and Mahath, and Benaiah were overseers under the hand of Cananiah and Shimei his brother, by the appointment of Hezekiah the king, and Azariah the ruler of the house of God. Kori, the son of Imnah the Levite, the porter at the east gate, was over the freewill offerings of God, to distribute the offerings of Yahweh and the most holy things. Under him were Eden, and Minyamin, and Jeshua, and Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah, in the cities of the priests, in their office of trust, to give to their brothers by divisions, as well to the great as to the small, besides those who were reckoned by genealogy of males, from 3 years old and upward, even everyone who entered into the house of Yahweh, as the duty of every day required, for their service in their offices, according to their divisions. And those who were reckoned by genealogy of the priests, by their fathers' houses, and the Levites from 20 years old and upward, in their offices, by their divisions, and those who were reckoned by genealogy of all their little ones, their wives and their sons, and their daughters, through all the congregation. For in their office of trust they sanctified themselves in holiness. Also for the sons of Aaron the priests, who were in the fields of the suburbs of their cities, in every city, there were men who were mentioned by name, to give portions to all the males among the priests, and to all who were reckoned by genealogy among the Levites. The sincerity of Hezekiah. Hezekiah did so throughout all Judah, and he worked that which was good and right and faithful before Yahweh his God. In every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his God, He did it with all his heart and prospered. Chapter 32. Sennacherib invades Judah. After these things and this faithfulness, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah and encamped against the fortified cities and thought to win them for himself. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the springs which were outside of the city, and they helped him. So many people gathered together, and they stopped all the springs and the brook that flowed through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?" He took courage and built up all the wall that was broken down, and raised it up to the towers, and the other wall outside, and strengthened Millo in the city of David, and made weapons and shields in abundance. He set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the broad place at the gate of the city, and spoke comfortably to them, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude who is with him. For there is a greater one with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is Yahweh our God to help us and to fight our battles." The people rested themselves on the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Sennacherib boasts against the Lord. After this did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, send his servants to Jerusalem. Now he was before Lachish, and all his power with him. To Hezekiah, king of Judah, and to all Judah who were at Jerusalem, saying, "Thus says Sennacherib, king of Assyria, in whom do you trust that you remain under siege in Jerusalem? Doesn't Hezekiah persuade you to give you over to die by famine and by thirst, saying, 'Yahweh our God will deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria'? Hasn't the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, 'You shall worship before one altar, and on it you shall burn incense'? Don't you know what I and my fathers have done to all the peoples of the lands? Were the gods of the nations of the lands in any way able to deliver their land out of my hand? Who was there among all the gods of those nations which my fathers utterly destroyed that could deliver his people out of my hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of my hand? Now, therefore, don't let Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you in any way, neither believe him. For no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of my hand and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less will your God deliver you out of my hand?" His servants spoke yet more against Yahweh God and against his servant Hezekiah. He also wrote letters insulting Yahweh, the God of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, "As the gods of the nations of the lands, which have not delivered their people out of my hand, so shall the God of Hezekiah not deliver his people out of my hand." They cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall, to frighten them and to trouble them, that they might take the city. They spoke of the God of Jerusalem as of the gods of the peoples of the earth, which are the work of men's hands. Jerusalem delivered from Sennacherib. Hezekiah the king and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, prayed because of this and cried to heaven. Yahweh sent an angel who cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. When he had come into the house of his God, those who came forth from his own bowels, killed him there with the sword. Thus Yahweh saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. Many brought gifts to Yahweh to Jerusalem, and precious things to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations from thenceforth. Hezekiah's illness and recovery. In those days, Hezekiah was sick, even to death, and he prayed to Yahweh, and he spoke to him, and gave him a sign. But Hezekiah didn't render again according to the benefit done to him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, there was wrath on him, and on Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of Yahweh didn't come on them in the days of Hezekiah. Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he provided himself treasuries for silver and for gold and for precious stones and for spices and for shields and for all kinds of goodly vessels. Storehouses also for the increase of grain and new wine and oil, and stalls for all kinds of animals and flocks and folds. Moreover, he provided himself cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him very much substance. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper spring of the waters of Gihon, and brought them straight down on the west side of the city of David. Hezekiah prospered in all his works. However, in the business of the ambassadors of the princess of Babylon, who sent to him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Hezekiah's death. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his good deeds, behold, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the ascent of the tombs of the sons of David, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. Manasseh, his son, reigned in his place.
Chapter 33. Manasseh's idolatrous reign in Judah. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, after the abominations of the nations whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places, which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for the Baals, and made Asheroth, and worshipped all the army of the sky, and served them. He built altars in the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh said, "My name shall be in Jerusalem forever." He built altars for all the army of the sky in the two courts of the house of Yahweh. He also made his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. And he practiced sorcery, divination, and witchcraft, and dealt with those who had familiar spirits, and with wizards. He worked much evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. He set the engraved image of the idol which he had made in the house of God, of which God said to David and to Solomon his son, "In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from off the land which I have appointed for your fathers, if only they will observe to do all that I have commanded them, even all the law and the statutes and the ordinances given by Moses." Manasseh seduced Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that they did evil more than did the nations whom Yahweh destroyed before the children of Israel. Manasseh's repentance and restoration. Yahweh spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they gave no heed. Therefore, Yahweh brought on them the captains of the army of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh in chains and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. When he was in distress, he begged Yahweh his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. He prayed to him, and he was entreated by him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that Yahweh was God. Now after this, he built an outer wall to the city of David, on the west side of Gihon, in the valley, even to the entrance at the fish gate, and he encircled Ophel with it, and raised it up to a very great height. And he put valiant captains in all the fortified cities of Judah. He took away the foreign gods and the idol out of the house of Yahweh, and all the altars that he had built in the mountain of the house of Yahweh, and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. He built up the altar of Yahweh, and offered thereon sacrifices of peace offerings and of thanksgiving, and commanded Judah to serve Yahweh, the God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people sacrificed still in the high places, but only to Yahweh their God. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and his prayer to his God, and the words of the seers who spoke to him in the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel, behold, they are written among the acts of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sin and his trespass, and the places in which he built high places, and set up the Asherim, and the engraved images, before he humbled himself. Behold, they are written in the history of Hosea. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house. And Amon, his son, reigned in his place. Amon's evil reign in Judah. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did Manasseh his father. And Amon sacrificed to all the engraved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them. He didn't humble himself before Yahweh, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But this same Amon trespassed more and more. His servants conspired against him, and put him to death in his own house. But the people of the land killed all those who had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah, his son, king in his place. Chapter 34. Josiah's good reign in Judah. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, and walked in the ways of David his father, and didn't turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Josiah destroys idolatry. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the Asherim, and the engraved images, and the molten images. They broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and the incense altars that were on high above them he cut down, and the Asherim, and the engraved images, and the molten images he broke in pieces, and made dust of them, and strewed it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He burnt the bones of the priests on their altars, and purged Judah and Jerusalem. So did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even to Naphtali, around in their ruins. He broke down the altars, and beat the Asherim and the engraved images into powder, and cut down all the incense altars throughout all the land of Israel, and returned to Jerusalem. Josiah repairs the temple. Now, in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of Yahweh, his God. They came to Hilkiah, the high priest, and delivered the money that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites, the keepers of the threshold, had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, and of all the remnant of Israel, and of all Judah and Benjamin, and of the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They delivered it into the hand of the workmen who had the oversight of the house of Yahweh, and the workmen who labored in the house of Yahweh gave it to mend and repair the house. Even to the carpenters and to the builders gave they it, to buy cut stone and timber for couplings, and to make beams for the houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed. The men did the work faithfully, and the overseers of them were Jahath and Obadiah, the Levites, of the sons of Merari, and Zechariah and Meshullam, of the sons of the Kohathites, to set it forward, and others of the Levites, all who were skillful with instruments of music. Also, they were over the bearers of burdens, and set forward all who did the work in every kind of service. And of the Levites, there were scribes, and officers, and porters. Hilkiah finds the book of the law. When they brought out the money that was brought into the house of Yahweh, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of Yahweh given by Moses. Hilkiah answered Shaphan the scribe, "I have found the book of the law in the house of Yahweh." Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. Shaphan carried the book to the king, and moreover brought back word to the king, saying, "All that was committed to your servants, they are doing. They have emptied out the money that was found in the house of Yahweh, and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers and into the hand of the workmen." Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, "Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book." Shaphan read therein before the king. It happened, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he tore his clothes. The king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Isaiah, the king's servant, saying, "Go, inquire of Yahweh for me, and for those who are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of Yahweh that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of Yahweh, to do according to all that is written in this book." Huldah's prophecy. So Hilkiah, and they whom the king had commanded, went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tokhath, the son of Hazra, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she lived in Jerusalem in the second quarter. And they spoke to her to that effect. She said to them, "Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will bring evil on this place and on its inhabitants, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore is my wrath poured out on this place, and it shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of Yahweh. Thus you shall tell him. Thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, as touching the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before God, when you heard his words against this place, and against its inhabitants, and have humbled yourself before me, and have torn your clothes, and wept before me. I also have heard you, says Yahweh. Behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. Neither shall your eyes see all the evil that I will bring on this place and on its inhabitants. They brought back word to the king. Josiah renews the covenant. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of Yahweh, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests and the Levites, and all the people, both great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of Yahweh. The king stood in his place and made a covenant before Yahweh, to walk after Yahweh, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes, with all his heart, and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. He caused all who were found in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. The inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all who were found in Israel to serve, even to serve Yahweh their God. All his days they didn't depart from following Yahweh, the God of their fathers. Chapter 35. Josiah restores the Passover. Josiah kept a Passover to Yahweh in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. He set the priests in their offices and encouraged them to the service of the house of Yahweh. He said to the Levites who taught all Israel, who were holy to Yahweh, "Put the holy ark in the house which Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, built. There shall no more be a burden on your shoulders. Now serve Yahweh your God and his people Israel. Prepare yourselves after your fathers' houses by your divisions, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon, his son. Stand in the holy place according to the divisions of the fathers' houses of your brothers, the children of the people, and let there be for each a portion of a father's house of the Levites. Kill the Passover and sanctify yourselves, and prepare for your brothers to do according to the word of Yahweh by Moses." Josiah gave to the children of the people, of the flock, lambs and young goats, all of them for the Passover offerings, to all who were present, to the number of 30,000 and 3,000 bulls. These were of the king's substance. His princes gave for a freewill offering to the people, to the priests, and to the Levites. Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jehiel, the rulers of the house of God, gave to the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small livestock and 300 head of cattle. Cananiah also, and Shemaiah, and Nethanael, his brothers, and Hashabiah, and Jeiel, and Jozabad, the chiefs of the Levites, gave to the Levites for the Passover offerings 5,000 small livestock and 500 head of cattle. So the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites by their divisions, according to the king's commandment. They killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood which they received of their hand, and the Levites flayed them. They removed the burnt offerings, that they might give them according to the divisions of the fathers' houses of the children of the people, to offer to Yahweh, as it is written in the book of Moses. So did they with the cattle. They roasted the Passover with fire, according to the ordinance. And the holy offerings boiled they in pots, and in cauldrons, and in pans, and carried them quickly to all the children of the people. Afterward they prepared for themselves, and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busied in offering the burnt offerings, and the fat, until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. The singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Jeduthun, the king's seer, and the porters were at every gate. They didn't need to depart from their service, for their brothers, the Levites, prepared for them. So all the service of Yahweh was prepared this same day to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offerings on the altar of Yahweh, according to the commandment of King Josiah. The children of Israel who were present kept the Passover at that time and the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days. There was no Passover like that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did any of the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept. And the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel who were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. Josiah slain at Megiddo. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, went up to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, "What have I to do with you, you king of Judah? I come not against you this day, but against the house with which I have war. God has commanded me to make haste. Beware that it is God who is with me, that he not destroy you." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and didn't listen to the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. The archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Take me away, because I am seriously wounded." So his servants took him out of the chariot and put him in the second chariot that he had, and brought him to Jerusalem. And he died, and was buried in the tombs of his fathers. All Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Laments for Josiah. Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, and all the singing men and singing women spoke of Josiah in their lamentations to this day. And they made them an ordinance in Israel, and behold, they are written in the Lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah, and his good deeds, according to that which is written in the law of Yahweh, and his acts, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah.
Chapter 36. Jehoahaz, king of Judah. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's place in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. The king of Egypt deposed him at Jerusalem, and fined the land 100 talents of silver, and 1 talent of gold. The king of Egypt made Eliakim his brother king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. Necho took Jehoahaz his brother and carried him to Egypt. Jehoiakim's evil reign in Judah. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh his God. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in fetters to carry him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried some of the vessels of the house of Yahweh to Babylon, and put them in his temple at Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and his abominations which he did, and that which was found in him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his place. Jehoiakim's evil reign in Judah. Jehoiakim was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. At the return of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and brought him to Babylon with the goodly vessels of the house of Yahweh, and made Zedekiah his brother king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah, king of Judah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh his God. He didn't humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. But he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to Yahweh, the God of Israel. Moreover, all the chiefs of the priests and the people trespassed very greatly after all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of Yahweh, which he had made holy in Jerusalem. The Fall of Jerusalem. Yahweh, the God of their fathers, sent to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people, until there was no remedy. Therefore he brought on them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on young man or virgin, old man or gray-headed. He gave them all into his hand. All the vessels of the house of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king, and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. They burnt the house of God, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels of it. He carried those who had escaped from the sword away to Babylon, and they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed its Sabbaths. For as long as it lay desolate, it kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. The Proclamation of Cyrus. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, Yahweh, the God of heaven, has given all the kingdoms of the earth to me, and he has commanded me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. whoever there is among you of all his people, Yahweh his God be with him, and let him go up.